Hey, Vineyard Community Church, this is Putty Putman, and I just wanted to let you know I'm so excited for the upcoming Holy Spirit Summit that I'm going to be doing with you guys June 3rd through 5th. We're going to get some leaders and School King Ministry people together on Friday night. We're going to do two sessions together on Saturday, training and equipping in Holy Spirit ministry. And then Sunday, we're going to do church together as well. I'm really excited about it. And in fact, we are inviting other School of Kingdom Ministry classes from churches around where you guys are at. And so I'm expecting that we're going to have some guests joining us from other School of Kingdom Ministry sites. And I'm going to be bringing some of my team. So I'm expecting that this is going to be an amazing weekend, a fun weekend, and I bet God's going to just show up and do all kinds of crazy awesome things. I cannot wait. So hope to see you there June 3rd through 5th.
Yeah. So this coming weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday evening, and then Sunday morning, Putty will be here. He's bringing his team from Urbana, the Urbana Vineyard. Last year was our first experience. We got to meet Putty, and I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure many of you can echo this. I have been totally affected by Putty's ministry, so much so that after he was here, a number of us, Evie Willard, Melissa Sesser, Mark Poland, Nate Flieger, myself, we drove out there and spent a week learning and studying the whole concept of starting a School of Kingdom Ministry here. We came back, made the decision we're going to start it. We just finished our first session of a School of Kingdom Ministry, and I'm telling you, it's been eye-opening. I mean, I've been saved going on 40-plus years, and there's something good about getting fired up and revived, and I've just been awakened. I loved Putty's illustration about using the little snow globe and his teaching on the difference between being baptized in the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit, basically being stirred up. And I mean, we've been stirred up. So this is going to be a really great conference. I can only tell you, you don't want to miss this. If you've got some people that need God to touch their lives, they need to be here and just be open to the Holy Spirit. God's going to touch some people's lives. So I just want to take a couple minutes here and just read you a passage of scripture that I think goes along with this conference. At least it's what I'm thinking about. Kind of jumped at me last year, and I want to finish up this morning. Just one passage. It's in Acts chapter 3. We're calling this a Holy Spirit Summit. But in Acts chapter 3, there's a passage where Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he comes to verse 19. He says here, he's talking to all the people that were touched by the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit fell on the Feast of Pentecost. He says in verse 19, "Repent therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Times of refreshing. Like when you hear that phrase, times of refreshing, what, like, just close your eyes. What do you see? Like, do you see like the 7-Up commercial or something, you know? You see Do the Do commercial. What do you think of when you say, like, what's refreshing? Like, I was just playing with this. I thought, man, I can think of some times where I've really been refreshed, not just physically, not just spiritually, but physically. Like, when I was younger, we worked in the mountains in the Oregon, the Cascade Mountains, and you'd be planting trees all day, and it would be getting hot and hot, and then by the end of the day, you'd be driving back. And sometimes as you were driving back, there'd be these mountain springs. Sometimes the springs would just be in these big pools of water. And if we could, they'd stop the van and everybody could jump out and jump in. And man, when you jumped in, it was so cold, it took your breath away. I mean, you just like, whoa, it was freezing. But you just couldn't help it. You were so sweaty, you know. What do you think of when you think of a time of refreshing? I could ask the guys that were outside yesterday. Whoa. Well, in case you haven't noticed it, if you haven't, you really need some help, but something's going on over there on Palmer and Taylor, which, by the way, a number of you asked me about Palmer Road being closed. So what I've been told is it's closed during the day, open at night, should be open on the weekends, but it starts a week from tomorrow. The Palmer Road gets closed, and they're cutting it up and putting pipes underneath it. But we've had a number of guys out there having a blast. I mean, we are clearing that place up, and it's going to be graded, and it's going to look beautiful when it's all done. But man, I think yesterday I started to hallucinate after about noon, man. I was like, whoa, it was so hot. I drank like 4 bottles of water, 3 Gatorades. I was like, man, I was so thirsty. But man, when you drink that water, it's so refreshing. It is just so refreshing. Well, Peter's talking about something here that's a little bit more than just physical refreshing. He's talking about spiritual refreshing. And I just want to point something out to you here, because it is interesting. When you read Scripture, sometimes certain passages jump out at you in certain words. But here's the word that jumps out at me here. First of all, he says, you need to be converted. And he explains what conversion means. It's having your sins washed away. You need to repent and have your sins washed away. But then he says, times of refreshing will come. Times. That's plural. Times of refreshing. Most of us can relate to this experience when you first were converted, like Peter's talking about. You first come into the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and that if you ask him to forgive you of your sins, that he will wash away all your sins. He'll blot them out. The Bible calls that being converted or being born again. And usually when that happens, if some of you can remember when it happened, you are like the disciple of all disciples. You know, you're witnessing to everybody. You're inviting people to church. You're driving your friends and your family crazy because they don't know what you're talking about. But you just can't help it. You've been converted. You've experienced new life. I mean, I know that's what happened to me. I was born again, and I just had to tell people. It changed my life. But over a period of time, sometimes that fire tends to burn low. And maybe some of you are in that place now where you go, yeah, you know, I got saved 10 years ago and I was on fire for a while, but things seem to have settled down. And maybe this is what Peter's talking about, the reality that all of us need times of spiritual refreshing. Times where you're awakened again spiritually to the reality of what this is about. And awaken to what is important in life and getting refocused again instead of getting caught up in all the different things. And so Peter is saying there will be times. It's not just once. It's not like once I was saved and that was exciting and that's the end of it. I believe there are times of refreshing, seasons where you get awakened. And it's so dramatic. I mean, for me, like when I'm thinking back of last year's summit, when Putty was here, and then going to the School of Kingdom Ministry training, I felt like I was so awakened. I was thinking, man, where have I been? Have I been asleep for the last 40 years? Like it's like being born again. It's being awakened and realizing, that's right, the Holy Spirit's alive today. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are active today. We can pray for the sick. They can get healed. We can cast out devils. We can speak in tongues. We can prophesy. We can have words of, this is real. So here's what's happening. We have a conference coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe in my heart this is going to be a time of refreshing. This is a chance to be stirred up in the Spirit. Some of us really need that. Some of us are in a dark spot or a lull in our lives. Some of us maybe have never had that experience of the awakening and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Maybe some of us have never spoken in tongues or never had a prophecy or a word of knowledge, never heard God's voice speak to them. Come Friday, come Saturday, come Sunday. This is a special time, and I'm very, very excited. I think we're seeing some movement of the Holy Spirit like we've never seen before. So that's our passage for next week. Times of refreshing. May there be many in our lives, but when they're happening and when you see an opportunity, take advantage of it. Next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, times of refreshing. All right? Let's stand up. We're going to close in prayer. God, I'm so grateful that you don't get bored with us. Jeepers, God, sometimes I just can't imagine what you must hear in prayer. Wow. But God, I'm grateful that you refresh us. You awaken us again. You refill us. You stir us, God. You put that fire that we were singing about this morning in our hearts and in our eyes. And I pray, God, that you do refresh us as a church. I thank you for what you are doing, God. Just a couple of these things I see developing, and God, you're moving among us, and we are excited. And I pray, Father, you prepare our hearts as we come together next week, that there is an expectation. God, I pray for individuals here who need a touch by your Holy Spirit, who need to understand what that filling is about, to be able to experience the emotional release of speaking in tongues and realizing that you can use them to lay hands on the sick and prophesy and cast out devils. God, we want to be your disciples. And I pray, God, awaken us as a church. We love you, Father. We're so grateful for what you have done in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take our offering at this time. Just keep your hearts open. The Holy Spirit's stirring right now. I just believe he wants to do some healing. People need a touch of the Holy Spirit this morning. So if you're standing here right now with us and there's some pain in your body, you're feeling some pain. Came in this morning with pain. I'm not sure if it's like back pain. I got a picture of somebody with some serious neck pain, leg pain. You're in pain this morning. Would you just do me a favor? Just hold your hand up. Say, be touched by the Holy Spirit this morning. I want this pain to leave me. Maybe it's inflammation. I'm not sure. Something out of joint. Hold your hand up. If you're standing next to somebody, some of our School of Kingdom Ministry people, would you get by these people raising their hands? We're going to speak healing. Going to speak healing. Talk to them. Find out what we're praying about. But let's speak healing into these bodies right now. Let's command the pain to go, the swelling, the infection, the inflammation to go. In the name of Jesus. Everybody, if you got your hands up, make sure you're standing next to somebody who's got their hand. Okay. So, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, by your Holy Spirit, we just speak against this pain. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of Almighty God, pain, we command you to leave. Leave that back. Leave the neck. Leave the headache in the name of Jesus. Swelling go down. Inflammation go down in the name of Jesus. Just let it go right now. Let it go. Open your heart in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Just let it go right now. Just let it go. Swelling go down right now. Rebuke any doubts right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe on right now, Father. We just breathe life into your body right now. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to, you just keep praying for these people. If you get a chance, we're going to close with a song. But if you can, just ask them how they're doing, seeing what the pain level is. This is something we talked about in our School of Kingdom Ministry. But let's believe for healing. If they're out of 10, we wanted it as 3. You know, if they're out of 2, we want to get it down. But let's see if we see some progress. Speak right to the sickness in the name of Jesus. That ailment, that pain, in the name of Jesus to be gone. We're going to close with a song. And if you need some more prayer, if you're on our prayer team, if you can come on up. If you're not praying for somebody, we'll have our prayer team up front here. If you need some prayer for some other special stuff, be happy to pray with you.
I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be, no place I would rather be, no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I would rather be, no place I would rather be.
concludes our service for today. Have a great week. Be blessed. We love you. We'll see you back here next week for the Holy Spirit Summit.